And Shagar, the Board of Governors met last week, and all sorts of rumblings. What's your thoughts? Do you think the NHL is starting January 1st?
Well, they seem to keep their focus on that date, don't they? I think there seems to be a focus on teams staying in their own buildings, a focus on January 1st. We continue to hear positive vaccine news out of big companies. So it wouldn't surprise me if the thought process is to come up with a system that, you know, potentially has a chance of people, you know, being able to watch games at some point in the next 8 or 10 months. So, yeah, I think it sounds to me like they're going to push for it. I don't know if it can happen or not, but they seem stuck on that. I mean, it's easy to push it back, right? Yet they don't seem to be. They don't seem to be buying themselves more time yet by saying likely the 15th or February. So it feels to me like they've got some sort of a plan and are going to try and hit that target. You?
Yeah, well, that's the way it seems. And, hey, I'm all for having a goal and sticking with it and see. Obviously, it's something that without fans in the stands that they probably can move around, because there's not going to be scheduling conflicts for most of these arenas, right? Like, you've got a little bit with the NBA, but the Canadian teams have none. It's really only the American teams, because the Canadian teams, with the Raptors not playing in Toronto, there's no conflicts.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think they just... by trying to stick to January 1st, you know, they can pile as many games into schedule as they can. You know, they need to make up games. They need to get games on television. That's basically the source of revenue until they can get fans back in the stands. So, yeah, it seems like they're dialed in on that date and going to see what they can do to make it happen. I mean, we'll wait and see. It wouldn't surprise me any day now if they were to say, well, we're going to, you know, or if it's leaked out or an insider or somebody reports that likely eyeballing the middle of the month or start of February. That wouldn't surprise me. I was surprised to hear that they were still stuck on the 1st. So maybe they got more going on than maybe it's like a duck on water, right? We see what is up top and it seems fairly calm, but it's a million miles an hour underneath the surface.
Shocker, if that is indeed the date of January 1st, how far back do you think training camp has to start for all the teams to participate in a restart? And then what about for the seven teams that weren't in the restart? What dates would you think that would be for these guys?
Yeah, that's a good question, Study. Like, I mean, you tell me. You've done NHL training camps. You've been there. I would think... I mean, a limited number of exhibition games to get things going if they do them. I don't know, December, somewhere in the December, like, 12th to 15th range, you would think they'd have to be absolutely up and running with a full training camp by then. You need at least a few weeks, don't you?
Well, and that's what I thought. So if you go December 15th, so that gives you, let's call it 16 days. But, I mean, they're not skating on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So now you're down to 14 days, and you got to give some time off in there. So now you're down to 12 days, and then, you, like you said, maybe two or three exhibition games. Now you're down to 9 days. Is 9 days enough to get guys going and up and running? You know, probably. I think for the most part, the guys probably should know it's coming. But it's a tough time of year, you know, to be getting things going, you know, and I recognize everyone's got it. But I because what are we, the 16th today? So basically, yeah. We're 30 days outside of training camp, guys getting here and figuring all that out. So, you know, I think we got to have an announcement fairly quickly if they do intend to follow through with that Jan 1st date to get guys here and coaches and players and all that
100%.
Kind of stuff rolling.
Especially if the teams that weren't in the playoffs think they're going to be able to squeeze in some extra time, like if that's still a thing. By the way, what happens if, and I don't know, I can't think of any examples of this, but what happens if your team went deep into the playoffs and then in the off season you signed with the team that missed? Would you be able to miss that extra? Like, can you just not go to that extra whatever they end up doing for those guys? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good first impression.
Yeah. Let me know when actual camp starts,
guys,
not the loser camp.
Yeah, your team sucks, so that's why I'm here. And I'll be here. Yeah, no, I think that the guys would be there. Another question is joined by Ryan Rashog. The Oilers, I mean, where are they going to play in practice? It seems like there's going to be a World Junior Championship here. So
yeah.
what would happen with them?
I don't know. I'm not sure which facility they will end up going to. I mean, the rink is not available. I can tell you that the big rink and the practice facility, not going to be available. Big tournament happening. Bubble happening. So I think, I'm not sure where it is. I mean, they've used Millennium Place in the past. I don't know that they would want to. I think they need to go somewhere where they can set up shop and just stay. So I don't know. I mean, the facility that they used during the bubble was out, where was that, guys? Terwilliger, I want to say. Terwilliger Rec Center. But that's a very public area, like very public area. Lots of people coming and going. I'm not sure about that. I don't know what the plan is. Lots of rinks around town, though, and not a lot being used by minor hockey these days.
No, very few. I would say the Nate Arena is one that will have options for them. It's close. There's no schools there.
Well, that's a good one. Yep.
See, the other thing, you guys are talking about a long trip. I'm not sure. You got to remember, in 2012-13, there was no two-week training camp, guys. I don't see. I'll be stunned if there's a two-week training camp, and I'll be very surprised if there's preseason games. I think they're just going to play like they did in 2012-2013. And you know what? Those seven teams might get an extra week. That might be 2 weeks for them. But I could see the training camps being a week because, you know, when you consider that usually you have training camp, you have 3 days of camp, then you get into exhibition games, right? And you're playing every second day in exhibition games then. So then there's time off for practices. And Strutty, you're involved in it, but I would say you probably have seven good practices and away you go. And that might even be lots.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's the reality. Kind of an awkward start, though, in and around Christmas, right? So let's say you want seven good practices. So what do you need to do that? 10 days? You know, you got to give the guys a day off, a couple of days off in that time. So now you're the 21st, but then you got a day and a half break in there.
Yeah, you start on the 20th, and you're there by the 31st, right?
That's 11 days. But are you going to fly guys in for the 20th and then turn around and have them all fly out on the 24th for Christmas?
Well, Rashog, I don't think they will be because you guys leaving to Europe and guys leaving to the United States. I think they're going to be saying, hey, guys, like you're doing Christmas before, or you're bringing your families here. I don't think there'll be guys flying home.
See, and that's interesting. You'd like to tell the players that they're not allowed to be home for Christmas because you've got this arbitrary start date of January 1st. I mean, make it January 7th and give the guys Christmas.
I think the PA
will push back on that.
Yeah, well, that's why I always thought the first didn't make sense for that reason alone. But then I had some people tell me, you know, hey, the players were like, hey, we want to get going, and if that means we get more. January 1st is, I think, based on they want more games is the big one. So, we'll try to find out more about that later this week. We got Rob Litwinski coming up, Shogger, so we will chat with you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good, guys.